Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I get a little uncomfortable around the people that celebrate your birthday more than you want to.
Amen.
You know, like, I'm 51 today, Solana. I can't even begin to tell you how meaningless this day is to me. You are treating it as if we are 13-year-old girls and you are dressing up my locker. I mean, I can't make a move since this morning without him somehow tying it into my birthday, which I don't care about. Last year, when I turned 50, that was fun. I was in Vegas. We saw Aerosmith tonight, yeah, like on my birthday. Like, that was fun. 51, this is so meaningless that I don't even know what to tell you, but I can't seem to escape it with Solana. So
it's a big day.
I just got to. Is it a big day?
Big day.
All right.
We'll have my take. Y'all know how I feel.
I know. Certain birthdays, first of all, kids' birthdays are great. And then there's certain monumental birthdays in your life. 21, 30, 40, 50. I guess 60. 69, of course. 69 is a good one.
Nice. Like 30? Come on, man. You turn 30.
Just the round numbers,
something?
I guess. I don't know, does it? Yeah, you're out of your 20s.
You're reaching like Solana's reaching. None of these birthdays mean anything after you leave your parents' house.
Well, you know why 40 is a big one for you, though. We referenced it in the first segment. When you get your yearly physical, you get that prostate exam for the rest of your life.
Oh, my goodness. I got to find me a doctor with little hands. Tiny little baby hands. I want Doogie Howser. Can I get a little, little kid doctor?
It is the worst. It really is. I can't even explain to you because it's so awkward. Because it's always at the end of the examination. You've chit-chatted a little bit or whatever. And it's like, all right. He doesn't want to do it either. You know?
No.
It's just awkward all around. Well, you want me to look this way? Like where do you? I don't care where you look. Can I put on my sunglasses? Like, I get, you know, just the whole thing's a mess. Hey,
man,
anyway,
you think Webster, you know, can he get a doctorate? Because he has tiny, short little hands and fingers.
I'll check it with his head. Let me see what's going on in there. Yeah, visual on the prostate looks fine. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Clay Ferraro, sports anchor, sports reporter at Local 10 here in Miami, and our friend as well. Hello, Clay.
Oh, I'm dying here, guys. I'm dying listening to this.
You're not 40 yet,
You're
are
right,
you?
Though. It's worse. It's worse. I'm 41.
Oh!
But it's worse. Yeah, it's worse when the doctor, like you said, like you have these conversations and it's like you're starting to build up a little bit of a rapport. Like, I don't want somebody that I know very well doing that. I would rather you just be a stranger that I'm not going to see again, that I don't have a relationship with. Let's get this over with. I'd rather than bring in, like, the nurse or somebody to do that that I don't know. So, yeah.
Right. Well, you know, I'm very good friends. Dr. Chuck Metzger comes on this show all the time. He's our medical expert on this radio program, and I'm very good friends with him. And lately, like, I haven't felt well. I needed some blood work done. I went to his office. He does all that stuff for me. But I could never have him as my doctor because I can tell you right now, I will never allow Dr. Chuck Metzger to give me a prostate exam. And by the way, I don't think he would ever allow himself to give me the prostate exam. I mean, we're both in agreement on this thing. He'd have to call in a reliever. Mariano Rivera would get the nod at the end of the appointment there. And we'd have to,
You can't go out and have a beer with someone after they do that. Like, it's over.
Right.
It's done.
Right. Unless you're starting, unless you're starting a relationship. You know, then you go out. I mean, if you want to go out and get a beer and, you know, go, hey, I wonder where tomorrow takes us. That's a whole different story.
I got to get in my pants. I'm not just pulling them down.
Oh, my God. I want to talk Tua with you, Clay, but I'll ask you Bam out of bio stuff first since that news broke today. Any problem giving Bam the maximum extension? I mean, it may mess things up down the road a little bit, but I'm a big fan of paying that man his money and keeping him yours.
Yeah, no, not at all. And the other thing, and I think Barry Jackson just reported this, that somebody close to Bam and close to Giannis said that Giannis actually would respect it even more that you're taking care of his friend and also a fellow Alex Horatz's client, as opposed to waiting and making him wait until next offseason. And so, you know, you go back to the moves that the Heat made on the first night of free agency, and I remember, man, everybody was freaking out about the amount of money that they gave Myers Leonard. Well, what I don't think people understand is that Myers Leonard's contract has a team option for next year, and it's about, I want to say, $9.5 million. Well, that's a very attractive trade chip. If you end up next offseason having a player who wants to come here, having a $9.5 million expiring contract is a pretty attractive trade chip to a team. So there, when you look back at the moves that the Heat have made to this point in the offseason, it kind of signaled to you that this was coming, but that also if a player like Giannis or anybody else wanted to come here next year, next offseason, they've got the chips to make that happen as well.
And you talk about the moves, Clay, but what about like getting rid of Crowder, bringing in Harkless, Avery Bradley? Like, go a little deeper into that. Do you like what the Heat did overall with the additions and the subtractions? Because I'm upset about Crowder, even though there's probably only room for one Crowder in South Florida.
and it was Jenny.
Yeah, I mean, you're still the mayor, though, even if Jay is. I think Jay had to leave because everywhere he went, he's like, oh, man, you're on with Hawk. Like, you're the guy that we listen to makes us laugh. So, yeah, no, I love Jay Crowder. I'm happy he got paid. And yet you kind of see the vision for what the Heat are doing. And he was going to get the three-year offer elsewhere. And that deal would have been a little bit harder to trade because of the length of it. And the thing about Avery Bradley, you go back to specifically the Indiana series, and man, Malcolm Brogdon in that series was able to do whatever he wanted in ISO plays. And so what I think the Heat have done, if you're making that trade-off, and by no means am I saying that they're not going to miss Jay Crowder. They are, and there were a lot of things that he did well. But if you're making that trade-off for Avery Bradley, you're basically saying, okay, now what we viewed as likely our biggest weakness last year, which was point-of-attack defense, you would fix that. Like, that's over with now. And so I look specifically, and Pat Riley has mentioned a couple of times that you look around the Eastern Conference and the team that obviously scares you a little bit is Brooklyn. Well, you had nobody who could guard Kyrie Irving before that you were really confident in. Now you get a guy in Avery Bradley who can go out and play guards, play the quicker guards who are able to break you down off the dribble. And so I like that move. Obviously, you're going to miss Jay if you go up against the Giannis or a bigger guy. And yet I think the trade-off that they made, they feel comfortable that they've got other players who can fill that role, whereas Avery Bradley comes in and does something that nobody else could do last year.
Clay Ferrero, Local 10. I got to ask about Tua. We spent all day yesterday talking about it. So he gets benched in the fourth quarter. They're down 10. I thought it was a terrible decision. Crowder thought it was a terrible decision. Now you've had a couple days to marinate on it. What do you think?
I think it's a terrible decision, assuming we're taking it at face value with what Brian Flores said, which was, you know, we felt that Ryan Fitzpatrick gave us the best chance to win that game. And you know, I'm with you on that. Now, where I would say it was a little bit more understandable is if you peel back the layers of the onion a little bit and you feel like, okay, well, did he really get hurt? Did Tua really get hurt when that ankle kind of turned underneath of him on the last sack? Or, hey, man, that offensive line was playing awful football on Sunday. That was by far their worst game of the year. I want to say Austin Jackson gave up 9 pressures in that game. And so if you're looking at this and saying, hey, Denver figured something out for that game specifically that we could not figure out. We could not block those guys. And we didn't want our rookie quarterback, who's been injury prone over the last few years, not just the hip now, it's the ankles as well. So if you're saying to me, we didn't want to put our rookie quarterback at risk, who was holding on to the ball just a little bit too long a couple of plays, then I could see it. Then I can understand that. But from strictly a, you know, giving the team the best chance to win perspective, from a letting their young quarterback grow through these growing pains perspective, I'm with you guys. I didn't like it. But I do think that, hey, look, if he goes out and he balls against the Jets, then we're not talking about this anymore. But I was with you guys, and I still feel that way, that if it was strictly performance-based on the part of the quarterback, you don't take out your rookie starter. You let him learn.
And to that point, Clay, because I'm with y'all. Hawk said it. I 100% agree with both of you guys. But, you know, I was getting some tweets and talking to people yesterday about it, and they were saying, like, if we trust Flores, y'all are saying Flores is already on the Mount Rushmore of Dolphin coaches. And if he believes that, you know, Fitzy could be the spark to win just this game. And I'm thinking about more big picture, Clay. I was saying that, you know, almost like a kid, you need to let them fail so that they can figure it out, you know, to succeed in the future. You know, put the pressure on Tua to come out of that 10-point hole. But is it on a coach to think that big picture, or is that on us, where Brian Flores needs to win every Sunday? So if he thought, start of the fourth quarter, Fitzy gives me a better chance to win this game in itself, let me put Fitzy in the game. Like, where is Flores supposed to sit? The big picture, or just win a Sunday? Just win that Sunday, that game.
Well, I think Hawk said it yesterday, and I was driving around running errands, and I agreed with him. What he said is that, look, I can really love a guy's overall resume and his ability as a coach. And at this point, man, you can't argue that Brian Flores was a phenomenal hire. That doesn't mean that you don't disagree every now and then with one of the few moves that he makes and the rationale behind it. Like, it's okay to look at this and say, hey, I agree 99.9% of the time, and I love what he's done. And yet, in this specific instance, I think it's fair to say, hey, I don't like the rationale. So, look, I think what Brian Flores has done since he walked in the building was say, I am going to do whatever it takes to win every Sunday. And even though last year it looked ridiculous for a while that we were like, oh, what is he doing putting Ryan Fitzpatrick out there early in the season when they've got Josh Rosen and they need to figure out what Josh Rosen is? But ultimately, it worked out. And they won 5 of the last 9 games with a roster that wasn't nearly as talented as a 5-4 team would normally look like. So, no, I'm with you. I think it's fair to look at this and say, hey, phenomenal coach, doing a great job, but in this specific instance, I would have rather seen Tua work through it unless he was fighting something or unless the offensive line was so bad and so lost that you genuinely feared for your quarterback safety.
The only thing I would say to respond to both of those, because I think they're both – They're good explanations on Brian Flores' behalf, if you want to make an explanation on his behalf. But if you were worried about the offensive line getting your quarterback killed, say that. Like, don't protect your offensive line's feelings and put your quarterback out there for all this kind of hoo-ha. Like, let the offensive line go down in flames and say, I took him out because the offensive line was playing so poorly, I feared for my future's health. You know what I mean? Like, put it on the offense. Who cares? Yeah. So that's the only reason that I don't buy into that. And then when it comes to Crowder's, whether he needs to look at the big picture or just game by game, like, I can't get over the fact that he believes that Ryan Fitzpatrick gives him a better chance to win a game when he made the decision to go to Tua Tagovailoa. Because the two things aren't copacetic, right? If he's always worried about winning each game, then he would stick with the quarterback that he thinks gives him the best chance. He can't think that it was Tua for 3 weeks and then not think it's Tua in the fourth quarter of week four. It just doesn't add up to
me. I get that. And I think the only response I would have to that that would make some sort of sense would be that, okay, the type of quarterbacks the two players are. I think the thing with Fitzpatrick is he's a guy who is less prone to holding on to the ball longer. Like with Tua, and this was something that happened at Alabama, and I think it even happened on the play when he got injured and he rolled out. Like, he should have thrown the ball away. And Tua is such a competitor that at times he might stay in the pocket a little too long as opposed to breaking out or just throwing the football away. Whereas with Fitzpatrick, and this is the plus and the minus of Fitzmagic, sometimes he's just going to chuck it up there and let the receiver make a play. And so I think, and if I'm trying to get in the head of that side of the rationale, maybe it's that, okay, Denver's coming so fast and furious that we have a quarterback in Fitzpatrick who's more likely to just chuck it and get rid of the football and interceptions be darned, which, you know, happened on the last play of the game. And so that, to me, and again, I'm just trying to make the rationale for why it might make sense, but all of this saying I'm on the side that you guys are on, that let the young rookie quarterback work it out.
Yeah. No, and I felt the same. Listen, he was having a frustrating game too. Like, I'm not defending his play, because he was holding on to it too long. But even last night, when Tom Brady throws the pick in the final drive as he's trying to come back and win the game, like, okay, Tom Brady did that. Ryan Fitzpatrick did that. Like, let Tua throw that pick. Who cares?
I agree.
Like, that's what your starting quarterback does. So I just didn't get it. Anyway.
No, I'm with you.
Clay Ferrero.
This is really boring. Watch him. This is really boring when we agree.
Yeah, and it's boring compared to finger in your butt talk at the beginning of the segment. But listen, you can't hit a home run for the entire segment. Anyway,
we brought it back full circle. I love it.
Clay Ferrero from Local 10. See you, Clay. Have a great Thanksgiving, man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.